January 12th, Tuesday. Have you heard the story of David? David, whom no one paid attention to, met Samuel and was given the dream of becoming king. He saw and prepared for the answer of the summit in advance, of restoring the Ark of the Covenant and preparing for temple construction. Even before he fought against Goliath, David stood at the place of the summit. Then David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of armies of Israel, whom you have defied." 1 Samuel 17:45. The place of the summit. Genesis 37, verse 7. "Behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and behold, my sheaf arose and stood upright, and behold, your sheaves gathered around it and bowed down to my sheaf." What is more important than receiving answers? It's being in the place of the summit, where you have no choice but to receive answers. So starting today, you must be able to see God's plan ahead of time in the works regarding your field. Joseph, who saw God's plan in advance, was already in the place of the summit, even before he became a slave. How can you stand at the place of the summit? Number one, overcome three factors. You cannot do world evangelization, let alone field evangelization, according to your level. This is why God has given you the mystery of the filling of the Holy Spirit. In addition, you must transcend being people-centered in order to follow God and the covenant. Furthermore, you must transcend your financial level and enter the economy of light, which God has prepared in advance for world evangelization. When you overcome these three factors, you'll be able to stand at the place of the summit. Number two, the stream of the covenant. When Joseph lived in his father's house, he heard and received the stream of the covenant that was passed down from his forefathers. He heard about Christ who would crush Satan's head, the covenant of the ark, the answer of the source of blessings, the mystery to gain victory without fighting, and God's plan of changing Jacob's life into Israel. Joseph placed these dreams in his heart, and they appeared in his dreams. Starting today, you must place the stream of the covenant in your heart. When you transcend your level, finances, being people-centered, and instead fill your heart with the stream of the covenant, the correct CVDIP prepared by God will emerge. God has prepared world evangelization, which is his greatest desire, and the dreams which are connected to it. If you stand at the place of the summit today, God will surely use your life for world evangelization. Dear God, help me to place the covenant of the gospel in my heart and use my life for your desire, which is world evangelization. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.